There are certain universal rites of passage that pretty much everyone dreads. You have the sheer anxiety of public speaking, the totally soul-crushing bureaucracy of going to the DMV and then occupying a special tier of misery all on its own. You have the chaotic, high-stakes hunt for student housing.
Oh, absolutely. It is an intensely pressurized environment. I mean, you're usually operating on this fixed, totally unforgiving deadline, a strictly capped budget, and you are actively competing with, what, thousands of other young adults?
Right, thousands.
Yeah, thousands of people who are searching for the exact same limited resource at the exact same moment.
Which creates just the perfect breeding ground for panic. And, well, that panic is the focal point of our deep dive today. We're looking at a very specific stack of sources for a platform called SmartRent AI.
Right. We've got their digital storefront, the landing page, their mission statement, the executive team structure, and even their internal scheduling tools.
Exactly. And the mission for us today is to really explore how artificial intelligence is being deployed here, not to, write a term paper or generate some funny image, but to solve a highly specific, high-stress, real-world bottleneck for you.
Which is such a fascinating pivot for how we typically discuss artificial intelligence. I mean, so much of the discourse around AI lives entirely in the abstract.
Oh, yeah, like reshaping global supply chains.
Right, or replacing software engineers. But the source material we are analyzing today is incredibly grounded. This is an algorithm built specifically to figure out where you are going to sleep, cook, and study next semester.
And they don't waste any time grounding that concept in reality on their site either. Like, the very first thing you see when you land on the SmartRent AI homepage isn't some generic glowing digital brain.
Or, a cascade of green matrix code.
Yeah, exactly. It's an immediate, tangible offer. The text literally reads 3-bed, 2-bath, and 900 SCUFAFT. And right underneath that, it says student apartments available now for rent.
Which is great.
It totally yanks you out of the theoretical tech space and just drops you straight into the physical reality of a lease.
That is a highly intentional design choice, by the way. By leading with the physical dimensions of an apartment, the beds, the baths, the square footage, they signal to the user that the technology is merely the vehicle.
The destination is actual shelter.
Exactly. The actual destination is a physical roof over your head. It prevents the platform from feeling like a sterile software company and immediately anchors their digital promise in real-world utility.
And their mission statement completely follows that same pragmatic logic. They explicitly identify the student housing search as, quote, overwhelming, time-consuming, and stressful.
Which I think anyone who has ever been a student can validate.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And they pinpoint the exact balancing act that triggers all that stress, which is the need to juggle school commitments, tight budgets, and specific location requirements. It's what we can sort of call the student trilemma.
The student trilemma, I like that. And that trilemma is the core equation the AI is attempting to solve here. And it's really worth examining why this specific demographic university students serves as the perfect test environment for this kind of algorithmic intervention.
Because they're a captive audience.
Well, yes, but also students are not just people looking for shelter. They represent a highly constrained, totally inflexible market.
Because trying to solve that trilemma on your own is essentially playing a game of three-dimensional chess while restricted to a college student's bank account.
Exactly.
I mean, you might find an apartment with the perfect location right across the street from the main library, but the rent completely blows your budget. Or you find a place that actually fits your financial reality, but it's an hour-long bus ride away from your 8 a.m. chemistry lab.
Right. You are almost always forced to sacrifice one of those three pillars. And unlike a working professional who might have the option to, say, negotiate a remote work day or maybe dip into savings to cover a slightly higher rent, a student's constraints are extremely rigid.
Yeah, you can't really ask your professor to move the lecture to your living room.
No, you can't. Their university class schedule is non-negotiable. Their financial limits are usually hard capped by student loans or financial aid disbursements or just the income from a part-time job.
The money to pay an extra $400 a month for a nicer location simply does not exist.
It's not there. So
Yeah.
you take an inflexible budget, an unchangeable class schedule, and a ticking clock before the semester starts, and you force a 19-year-old to make a choice.
Which leads directly to decision fatigue.
Precisely. When the human brain is confronted with an overwhelming multivariable problem weighing price against proximity, lease terms against roommate compatibility, transit access against neighborhood safety, It literally depletes its cognitive reserves.
Wow.
Yeah, after hours of scrolling through listings and weighing complex trade-offs, the brain just becomes exhausted.
And that's when you start making terrible decisions just to make the pain stop.
Yeah.
Like, you convince yourself that sleeping on a futon in a windowless basement is totally fine if it just means you don't have to look at another rental website.
Exactly. People compromise on crucial living standards solely to relieve the acute anxiety of the search process. But an algorithm does not experience decision fatigue.
Right, doesn't get burnt out.
A machine can process 10,000 complex trade-offs in a fraction of a second without feeling a spike in cortisol. It evaluates the 10,000th apartment listing with the exact same objective clarity as the first.
Okay, so I buy that a machine doesn't get tired. But looking at their how it works section, I have a really hard time wrapping my head around their specific claims.
What do you mean?
Well, they state their AI analyzes housing listings, compares prices, and matches students to options based on budget, preferred location, and this is the phrase that really stands out to me, daily needs.
Ah, right, daily needs.
Yeah, the ultimate goal is a search that is personalized.
But wait, how does an algorithm actually quantify a lifestyle? I mean, a zip code filter or a price slider isn't artificial intelligence. How does a machine know what my daily needs are based on some landlord's marketing pitch? This is where we have to draw a hard line between structured and unstructured data.
Okay.
You are entirely correct that sorting by price, filtering by zip code, or selecting the number of bedrooms is just simple math. That is structured data. It fits neatly into a database column.
Right. Any standard search engine from the late 1990s can do that. It's just querying a spreadsheet.
Exactly. But daily needs are buried deep within unstructured data. The vast majority of housing listings are messy, chaotic paragraphs written by landlords, property managers, or current tenants.
Usually in all caps with terrible spelling.
Often, yes. They are full of subjective adjectives, missing information, and heavy marketing spin. What an advanced AI does here, specifically through natural language processing, is synthesize the actual context hidden inside that text.
Give me an example of how that works in practice. Like, how does an AI read a paragraph differently than I do?
Okay, imagine a landlord writes a listing that describes an apartment as cozy with a vibrant street life right outside your door.
Sounds like a nightmare, honestly.
Well, to a basic keyword search, it just sees the positive words cozy and vibrant. But an AI trained on thousands of real estate transactions recognizes the underlying patterns there.
Oh, I see where this is going.
It understands that cozy almost universally translates to severely lacking in square footage. And it synthesizes the phrase vibrant street life right outside your door and cross-references it with a map, realizing the apartment is located directly above a row of busy bars.
So it translates vibrant into incredibly loud until 2 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Exactly. Now, take the behavioral profile the student provided. If the platform knows this user is, say, a nursing student who has 6 a.m. clinical rotations and needs absolute quiet, the algorithm automatically drastically lowers the match score for that specific apartment.
Wow.
It doesn't just filter out properties, it translates human marketing speak into mathematical vectors that either align or clash with a user's stated daily routine.
That is wild.
It is mimicking the intuition of a highly observant local real estate agent who knows your personal schedule, but it is doing it across tens of thousands of listings instantly.
That reframes the entire platform for me.
Yeah.
It's essentially acting as a translator between a landlord's exaggerations and a student's actual biological need for sleep.
That's a great way to put it.
Which honestly makes the next part of their digital storefront feel like a massive contradiction to me.
How so?
Well, if this technology is so brilliant at reading between the lines and doing this complex behavioral matchmaking at scale, their overarching business structure feels incredibly, I don't know, analog.
Ah, you're referring to the human element embedded in their platform.
Yes, specifically their leadership page and
Yeah.
their primary call to action.
Yeah.
And they prominently feature a very traditional corporate C-suite.
Right. You have Christine Lopresto as the CEO.
And Kadyn Michaels is the CIO, Sam Zale is the CFO, and Annalise Scala is the CMO. Furthermore, they explicitly note that the platform is powered and secured by Wix. But the real paradox here is the onboarding process. For a hyper-advanced AI platform that can theoretically do everything for you, the main button at the top of the page doesn't just spit out a list of apartments.
No, it doesn't.
It directs you to a scheduling tool for a free AI consultation, which is a human-to-human phone call.
It creates an interesting friction, doesn't it? The presumption is that you turn to AI to avoid human interaction and streamline the process.
That's the dream of automation. I want the machine to do the heavy lifting so I don't have to talk to a leasing agent who is trying to upsell me. The fact that they force a human interaction tells us something significant about their business model, doesn't it?
It tells us they deeply understand the psychology of their user base. Let's break down that leadership structure you mentioned first.
Okay.
Having a chief information officer, Kaden Michaels, makes obvious sense for an AI company. You need someone building and refining the neural network that parses those complex listings. But placing a chief marketing officer, Annalise Scala, right next to him, indicates that they know their biggest hurdle isn't actually writing the code.
It's convincing a stressed-out 19-year-old to trust an invisible algorithm with their living situation.
Precisely. This is a formalized business entity that recognizes trust is their actual product. Mm. This is also why they explicitly mention being powered and secured by Wix.
Oh, that makes sense.
They are deliberately outsourcing the foundational web hosting, the server uptime, and the basic site security to an established third-party giant.
Because why build a custom security infrastructure from scratch when you can just rent it from Wix?
Right.
Then you can focus all your internal engineering power on making the AI smarter.
Exactly. It is a very smart allocation of resources, but that free AI consultation phone call is really the absolute linchpin of their entire strategy.
How so?
It acknowledges a fundamental reality about real estate.
Yeah.
Signing a lease is a legally binding, financially massive, deeply emotional cliff to jump off.
It really is.
And while an AI is undeniably superior at crunching the unstructured data to find the perfect apartment, humans are inherently skeptical of black box algorithms when the stakes are that high.
Yeah, we want the computational speed of the machine, but we require the empathy of a human being before we actually sign our name on a contract.
Exactly.
It reminds me of people using medical symptom checkers online. The algorithm might accurately diagnose that you just have a common cold, but you still want a real doctor to look you in the eye and validate that finding before you feel genuine relief.
That validation is the entire point of the consultation. The technology secures the data, synthesizes the listings, and solves the complex mathematical optimization problem. But the guided phone call bridges the emotional trust gap.
Okay, I see.
A human expert walks the student through the AI's findings, explains exactly why the algorithm selected these specific properties based on their daily needs, and provides reassurance. It prevents the user from feeling abandoned to a cold calculating machine at the most critical moment of the transaction.
And if we look at how they execute that phone call, it becomes clear just how aggressively they are attacking the time-consuming aspect of the student housing hunt. The scheduling calendar on their site is a perfect real-time case study.
Yes, let's look at that.
I checked the dates while we were prepping for this deep dive. The calendar shows the week starting Sunday, April 12, 2026. They offer one-hour phone call slots between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. coordinated universal time.
Notice the availability of those slots relative to the current date.
That is the most striking detail. Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Looking directly at their active calendar, a student could log on right now and book a consultation for tomorrow morning, Thursday, April 16th.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You can grab that 10:00 a.m. slot or the 11:00 a.m. slot. They aren't hiding behind an opaque contact us web form where you just hope someone emails you back in 3 to 5 business days.
Right.
They're putting a human being on the line in less than 24 hours.
And by offering immediate, next-day, one-hour blocks, SmartRent AI is fundamentally altering the timeline of the housing search. Think about the traditional method.
It takes forever.
A student spends weeks, sometimes months, passively scrolling through aggregate listing sites every evening, sending out dozens of inquiries, waiting for property managers to reply.
And slowly succumbing to the decision fatigue we discussed earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is an amorphous, agonizing cloud of ongoing anxiety.
It bleeds into your study time, your social life, everything. It just hangs over your head.
But this scheduling tool changes the paradigm. They are taking a month-long unstructured panic and compressing it into a highly structured, scheduled 60-minute intervention.
That's such a relief.
You book the appointment for tomorrow. You show up for your consultation. The AI has already done the heavy analytical lifting in the background, filtering out the noise and parsing the daily needs. And the human consultant simply guides you to a final decision.
They've essentially productized the relief of anxiety.
Yeah.
You aren't just booking a time to look at apartments. You are scheduling the exact hour that your stress ends.
It is a highly potent value proposition for a demographic that feels universally short on time and high on stress.
So If we synthesize all of the elements we've pulled from their digital storefront today, the picture becomes incredibly clear. For anyone listening who is staring down the barrel of a looming lease agreement, what is the ultimate takeaway regarding how this platform operates?
The takeaway is that SmartRent AI is pioneering a very specific hybrid approach to solving the multivariable human problem of the student housing trilemma.
Right.
They are not advocating for a future where AI entirely replaces the human element of real estate.
They're using the machine strictly for what it excels at.
Exactly. They deploy artificial intelligence to process massive volumes of unstructured data, rapidly translate the chaotic marketing speak of landlords into mathematical scores, and match complex constraints like tight budgets against subjective behavioral needs all without suffering cognitive burnout. But they possess the self-awareness to back up that cold calculation with immediate, accessible human reassurance.
It's a very calculated division of labor. The algorithm does the sorting, backed by the stability of Wix's infrastructure, and overseen by a structured executive team.
And the human consultant closes the emotional loop.
Yes. It is a fascinating blueprint for how technology can intervene in our lives, not by removing the human entirely, but by clearing out the data-heavy noise so the human interaction actually matters.
It demonstrates that the most successful technological tools of the near future will likely be the ones that understand their own psychological limits.
But, you know, there is a lingering thought that surfaced while reviewing their technology, something that goes far beyond this single platform, and it's something I want to leave you, the listener, to mull over.
Oh, what's that?
We spent this entire deep dive analyzing how an algorithm interprets the messy, unstructured language of an apartment listing to benefit the student.
Right, translating vibrant to noisy.
Exactly. But markets are rarely static. When a new gatekeeper emerges, the market inevitably adapts to appease it.
Oh, that is a very good point.
That is exactly the terrifying, fascinating next step. If hybrid platforms like SmartRent AI become the new standard for how millions of students find housing, if a natural language processing algorithm is the very first entity that reads a rental listing, how long will it take for landlords and property management conglomerates to change the way they write their listings?
You are describing the inevitable evolution of search engine optimization, but applied directly to the physical spaces we live in.
Yes. Will the future of real estate involve landlords designing and describing apartments specifically to appease an AI matchmaker?
Almost certainly.
Will we start seeing apartment descriptions aggressively stuffed with algorithmic keywords engineered to boost a daily needs score rather than language designed to appeal directly to a human renter?
It raises a really profound question about the feedback loop of artificial intelligence. If the AI learns what we want and the landlords learn what the AI wants, do we eventually start living in physical spaces optimized entirely for an algorithm's mathematical understanding of a human lifestyle?
It really makes you wonder who the ultimate customer becomes in that digital supply chain. So the next time you find yourself scrolling through an apartment listing and you read a description that feels almost supernaturally tailored to your exact demographic and schedule, you might want to pause and ask yourself, who is that listing really talking to? You? Or the invisible machine that decided to put it in front of you? Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We'll catch you on the next one.